Anyway, so really, there's two balloons in the back, and the significance of the two balloons is really this is a double party. Let me first explain. This party is really a Tzeis Chem for Reb David. Reb David has worked for the yeshiva for close to 5 years, and as Hashem, starting next week, the yeshiva will not be the same. Reb David is going to be leaving us. So this ksos is sponsored, and this chabura is sponsored in his honor. And we wish him a Tzeis Chem L'Shalom and much, much Hatzlacha. The second balloon is we're coming to wish Reb David a Bruch HaMavayim. Reb David, despite the fact he's leaving yeshiva, and despite the fact that he's no longer working, being Moser Nefesh, working for a yeshiva, Lamaisa doesn't want to leave the kollel. And Be'ez Hashem, he plans on keeping his chavrusa, keeping his friends, keeping his parking spot.
No one told me
that. And come back.
Which part, the friends or the chavrusa?
Lamaisa, I think it says a lot about Reb David. I think it's also very nice about the kollel. Lamaisa, Reb David has always been an essential part of the kollel, the hocking, the involvement, you know, whether it's from refreshments on Thursday nights, drinks, but all the action, all the hock, Reb David has always been in the center of it. And really, I don't think we'd let him leave his job if that meant leaving the kollel too. But okay, yachloku, gotta do one. But it really is a beautiful thing that the chevra have the chavura has developed so much that even someone not, you know, who's on his way out wants to come right back in. So a big, big yashar koach, Reb David, and wish you much, much hatzlacha, and you should be zeicher to live shifty beis Hashem koy mechaya. Be part of the kollel, mamish, bias kollel. Okay, so I want to do something here in the sugya on Kuf Beis, but I think strategically the best way to do it is sort of slice it away from the sugya itself of Shin and Makom, where it's a part of, but to isolate and get straight into the issues being debated right here within our sugya. We know the Gemara has been talking about Shin and Makom, and we've discussed all different aspects of Shin and Makom. Everyone wants a little extra, me and Rav Weinstein, we hocked quite a bit on Sunday, Halachas of Shin and Makom. It's on the Yeshiva's website, Musical Chairs. Found a few Ramoshas. But within the Sugya of Shin and Makom, the Gemara makes a statement that the way they want to touch up a brisa is the brisa wrote a case of a certain case, Al Koraglayam, Lo Dikol Kolchad Rabbi Yehuda. And the brisa wrote it a certain way to show the strength of the argument of Rabbi Yehuda. So in the middle of that Rashi, Lo Dikol Kolchad Rabbi Yehuda, the Rashbam, excuse me, has a kasha. The Lekalak Shia, Kuf Beis Manalov, the Rashbam there. Adarabah, Leshvi'in Dvarim She'ein Tzrichim Bracha Achrayim. Why can you teach me the halacha of, let's say, shahakos, things who don't need a bracha in its spot? Lo Dikol Kolchad Rabbanan, the Mekilim Kolchad. The Rabbanim are so makel, Shafilu Aleihem, Ain't Tzarich Levarech, Mishum Koach Aterod. Why don't you show me a case of the Rabbanim are makel where they'll say you don't need to make a bracha? Koach Aterod Adif. Normally the Gemara, multiple places, talks about in Shas, Koach Aterod. To be makel is a hora. To machmer, anyone to be machmer. But to be makel, that's koach d'atera. So the Gemara assumes, the Rashbam assumes, hey, why are we talking about the koach of Rabbi Yehuda? Go the other way. List koach d'rabbanan. The Rabbanon are makel that did not, they don't make you have a bracha. Why they makel not have a bracha? Because some of the brachas lako. That's kolach betera adif. So on this Rashbam, there's a marsha. But before the marsha, I should really go to the marsha. Chachma Shlomo, back to our Gemara. Yeah, I'm trying to escape that discussion of Shinei, because I think we could get around it. People apply this, we'll see, to general shaylos about brachos, not specific to our sugya. So, Chachma Shlomo writes, Nerbe Einai, Vani Omer Adarabba, Hacho Hu Koach De Tera. I'll tell you what the Koach De Tera is. Shemekel Avarech Od, when Rabbi Yehuda says you have to make Nacha Bracha, V'lo Chashinam Bracha L'Vatala, Lias Over Mishum L'Sisa, V'Kirabbanim D'Chamachmir V'Shalom Avarech. The Marshal makes an argument straight up on the Rashbam. What are you telling me, the way to illustrate the power of being makel is the idea of not to make a bracha, because Safik bracha is lahakel. I'm going to be makel and tell you don't need to make a bracha. Pumfarkert. Rabbi Yehuda, who says you need to make a bracha, that's being more makel. You know why? Because if you don't really need a bracha and you made a bracha, that's an iser. We'll see the same ashav. Why aren't you choshes for a bracha vatala? That's a suffix iser. So to allow to make another bracha, even makam suffix, that's koach de'etera. I'm ready to be mater isurim. I'm ready to be mater, a potential. You said a bracha vatala. So how do you view a suffix brachos issue? Stop right here. It's already very fascinating. You have a machlokas, it seems, between the Rashbam and the Marshal. In a situation where it's a suffix brachos, how do you view what's considered being makel? What's koach detera? Is koach detera saying, let's be makel, don't make a bracha? Or do you say pumfarkert? To make a bracha, that's a bigger psak. To say, in a suffix brachos case, to make a bracha? You might be violating the Isser, Lusisus Yemashav, saying Hashem's name in vain, Bracha Vatala. That's the bigger issue. As I zok to Marshal. So even if he stopped right here, there would be a very interesting machlokas between them, and we would have to touch them up. But we have to go one more step. And then we'll see what everyone has to say. The Marshal brings this Marshal. And he writes, Vani Omer, Lo Shaycha Brachos Einim Akfos. When you first read the Marshal, it sounds like he's just going on the last line. He's just picking on the last line. I'm saying that for Rabbi Goldberg. He's shaking his head. Yeah. But, right? Lo Shaycha Brachos Einim Akfos, all Brachos and Mitzvos. Miracles of Mitzvah. I could do a Mitzvah even though I don't make a Bracha. You have a Shiloh if you need to make it. You can still make a Bracha for Chanukah Neiros. Okay? It's not Ma'akiv in the Mitzvah. Pash Pshat. Okay. Chanukah is actually a Ma'akiv. But Pashtas, Brachos, not Ma'akiv in the Mitzvah. Avu, Berachas Anene, Kiacha. Over here, we're talking about Berachas Anene, Bracha on food. Asr Lecha, below Bracha. The Marsha brings up Nachan issue. It's Asr for a person to be Nene from this world without a Bracha. The Ki'ilu Mal. In some ways, it's like Mi'ila. It's Ki'ilu Mi'ila. Lahachi Avi Kula, Delo Yivarech. The kula would be not to make a bracha. Ki Rabbanim, like the Rabbanim. So I think the way I gripped this Marsha is reading the Marsha is coming to defend the Rashbam from the Marshal's kasha. The Marshal is fighting that no, the kula is to make a bracha. Because there's suffix iser. So the Marsha is firing back, no. Lamaisa by Berachas and then Brachas on Ma'akev. If you eat a food, you eat that potato kugel without making a bracha, it's Ki'ilu Mal. So Hagufa, to go like the Rabbanon and not require you to make a bracha, that's a big deal. That's Koach Tetera.
Isn't the other side a bigger deal because you have a Isser D'oraisa? Ah. Sisa versus the Rabbanon eating the
cow. Ah.
Why do you throw me over? I'm not sure if you benched or not. You say you benched. the chumra, you could spin it the other way and say, since you go the chumra, therefore you're allowed to make brachas even though you may have said it already.
So yeah, these things, both Rabbi Zohar and Rabbi Palgun are getting involved with, is, you know, how do we play these games of sfeikos once you start dipping into deraisos? You brought up brachas hamazon being deraiso. Rabbi Zohar, you're hawking about a bracha v'atala, a deraisa din. And you're challenging, maybe berachas hanan is not a deraisa din. I've done some research. It's not so pashat. There is the Pnei Yeshua in brachos. I give Rabbi Flayden credit. We were hawking about this the other night. There's Pnei Yeshua in brachos, which sounds like you might hold berachas hanan is also deraisa din.
How's that?
Huh? By the other ones, right. So I want to get to all Maseches Brachos at once. But just Lagabi, this Shaila, how do we touch up the Machlokas here between the Marsha and the Marsha? Major Machlokas Achronim has enough to mean the Lagabi the Rashbam. What are they arguing about? So I was waiting for someone to say that. I figured it would be him. Right? So you're going to say, yeah, Rabbi Goldberger is reading it, that really the machlokas here between the Rashbam and, but the Marshal versus the Marshal is, do you say brachos ma'akvos by berachos hananim? The Marshal, for some reason, seemed to say it's not. And the Marshal is saying, no, it is ma'akiv. Now, what's interesting, Achara, I have a raya against him. I'll prepare for this guy. So there's the Rekiva Eger in Brachos. Thank you, Rabbi Rosenberg, for that. There's a few. Basically, Gemara in Brachos. Yeah, Rabbi Rosenberg. That. Okay. So we're going to hawk, is that the same thing? Not the same thing, okay. There the Gemara is a Shaila of a guy made a mistake. He thought he had a cup of beer, but really it was wine. So he started making a bracha on the wine, but he was Mesayim Shahako. So the Gemara has a Shaila, you go Basu the Psicha, you go Basu the Chasima. So the Rif Paskin's over there in Brachos. That misafig yotze, he'll make a new bracha. Okay? Tosas has a shita. No, you shouldn't make a bracha. Sounds like a machlokas you've shown him. You have a shiloh over there in brachos. You go bust to the kavan of the psicha, the kavan of the chasima. So, machlokas you showed him if you didn't have to make a new bracha. Rabbi Kiva Eger over there in the Gilon Yashas brings the Magen Avram. He says, what's the shiloh? Machara, safik brachos lahaka. You have a shaila, did that bracha count or not? Okay, so go suffik brachos lakal. So, Zakhtar B'Kiv Eger, I tell you, no, it's not to say suffik brachos lakal. He says, is a marsha, because only by berachas and mitzvahs, there we say suffik brachos lakal, because the brachas not ma'akev. But by berachas and nanin, since it's aser to eat, without a bracha, so you be chayiv misafik to make a bracha. That's not a bracha v'atala. So Rabbi Kiva Eger is bringing the Marsha to that Gemara too. So Rabbi Goldberger is going to say to me, it's perfect. Right? Fits or doesn't fit?
He's
just
hanging his head on
the
Marsha.
Right. Kivager is a Marsha fan. Now, I'll get to it in a second. Halakha l'maisa, we pass in some brachas l'halakha, seemingly not like this Marsha.
Why is there after that? I don't think this is what Marsha
I'll get to that in a second. What do you think Marsha was saying?
Because
Because he throws in, I don't know, because he says kibu mol. Like, why is he focusing on that point? Sounds like he's trying to pull in a different point.
I thought the kilu mol was stressing why there's a chiv to for you to make that bracha.
I understand. But it sounds like he's using it as a force of why you would have to make, why would you consider a chomer.
So, I'll sprinkle an idea. I did find, it sounds like a Baruch Mordechai Ezrachi, I tracked him down somewhere. He quotes this Marsha. And I think he's talking about this issue. Is so like these type of shilas, it's very interesting. Where's the starting point and where's the thing that connects with it? Now, you have a shaila about brachas. So on the one hand, okay, you might just look at it simply, Safek Darabanan Nekula, Safek Brachas L'Hakel. But Me'ilah Gisa, yeah, but there's, if I'm going to make a bracha, that's a Safek Isser. So shouldn't I view the Safek Isser as a starting point?
Like
there's an Isser here, especially Rabbi Zon. It's an Isser Daraisa. So shouldn't that be the first shaila? Or do you say, right, this is the famous Lomdashan stuff. Or do you say, no, the Marshal is looking at it, that's a secondary step. I'm not allowed to eat without a bracha. So Mamela, I have to make a bracha. If I have to make a bracha, then okay, we're not going to don this out of bracha vatal. Don't forget. You don the first step. The first step is I can't eat without a bracha. So in me self, you can't say don't make a bracha, and self, you say you should make a bracha. Or do you say no? You have to see the next step. Granted, you can't eat without making a bracha, but if you're really not chayiv this bracha, that's a bracha matala, it'd be an answer.
What about the tzad not eating?
You should make the bracha.
Right.
Isn't
Lucisa
like eating without a bracha? If you make a bracha, then you're not supposed to make a bracha.
So what defines
here,
not making a bracha?
Here you are supposed to make a bracha. Like, if you're supposed to make a bracha misafek, so then that's not a violation of Lucisa.
Right, so you're saying, that sounds like the Marshal type argument. The Marshal will argue, if I need to make a bracha, if I have a chiv to make a bracha, because I can't be nana without that, so maybe that should come first, and it shouldn't be a Lucisa. Or do you say, no, Lucisa gets in on that, you can't look at the first step of the... this chazak without looking at that chazak.
It's not l'shon. I'm not saying it's l'shon. Even if it's only one side, I'm being yoitz according to the sixth sheet that is brought down as a yeshayim on the side of the prima gadim. It doesn't make a difference. It's not l'shon. It's to get that sheet. I'm allowed to say Hashem's name. I say it during davening. I say it when I need to say it. I'm allowed to say it if I have a reason.
So I'll share with you an interesting thing. Rabbi Avram Eliezer was talking the other night, and doing this, he remembers from high school, but yet. Hocking with Rabbi Hochberg Zatzal. Hochberg was a big Baal Halacha. And they got into some issue of a Safek Brachos. So Rabbi Ezer, Safek Brachos Lachal, so I can eat it. So Rabbi Hochberg says, who said you should eat it? Safek Brachos Lachal, can't make a Bracha. You pass the Safek Brachos, can't make a Bracha. Who said you should eat it?
Don't eat.
Now, Avraham Eliezer was challenging, and I don't know if he spoke to his father about this. Like, where does he get it from? If you look in Reish Samach, Kuf Samach Zion, there's a Shaila, right? A Suffolk of a person, the guy's a Masupik if he made a Motzi or not. In a Chosim Ravarech. So a Motzi is only Midrabanan, not benching. The Sveikal Kula, and that's where we pass the Malacha. This is one of the sources. Mitamza Afilim Yirzer Lahachmer Ravarech. The guy wants to make the Bracha. I want to be Maul. Kamkin in a Rashai. Yishim Bracha Shein Atricha. So, on there, the Sharatzion writes, after Rashay Lahachmar Atzmo Shalalacho, look, you could be Machmar on yourself and not eat. Mamas like Rabbi Hochberg's line. Okay, that's easy, because he's not getting involved in the Chachash Isser. Masha Inkin Bezeh, if you're going to make a bracha, they're going to be involved in the Chachash Isser. So, really, Rabbi Hochberg's thing sounds like the Sharatzion's. Giving at least such an idea. I'm not sure it's a chiv to do that, but he's contrasting. You definitely can't make a bracha. We pass the halacha, because that's going to get involved in the Safek Isser. But yeah, if you, there is another option, just don't eat. That the Shaar Tzion is giving you as an option. Huh?
You could say very
yeah.
That the Yidah Shita is not a kula. compared to the Rabbanan. Because it couldn't be Rabbanan, who needs to say they're Mechayim to make a bracha, they would agree. Make a bracha, even on the tzad that's saying Hashem's name in Rabbanan. We also make up the that. But we're so medical that we say that we don't even have to make a bracha.
What about the fact you're eating without brachas ma'akvin?
That's okay, so we're medical. I'm not sure why.
Right, there's how you get a lot of get past that.
I don't know. So what
about, you're
saying the reason to get past it is because of the hashash.
Who are you, in the Marsha or the Marsha? So in the Marsha will say, yeah, is the fact that I can't eat without making a bracha, that'll be considered an ilah, that's mechayiv me to make a bracha, even me suffik. You might get involved in a losisa, no, like Rabbi Lichtman's arguing, that's the right thing to do. That's not a losisa.
Why?
Because I can't eat, if I eat without a bracha, I'm being maul. Now, the argument against the Marsha here is really a Rehachberg line. So don't eat.
Let's say someone's not sure if you made Birkas HaTorah.
So Birkas HaTorah gets into tricky things. So there's the Tzura of the Rabbanan. You can make one bracha. Mm-hmm. Yeah, or the Shagas Aryeh is there. But yeah, how's it work?
I'm confused on the whole Marsha of the Chalav. Let's be honest. Rishban does not do any of this. It's one shangle. Is it Shin and Makum or not? What are we getting about himself? Just call myself Baruch Zahakir. I don't do this.
But who's
like
the
Yachakai?
Who's like the Yachakai?
Right.
That's the question. Which is.
There's Goldberger, you see, we're applying this Marsha beyond here.
What?
Right? Rabbi Kiva Eger says nothing to do with Shin and Makum. Right? A Suffolk and Brachos in Mesechus Brachos. That's the Marsha too. So the Marsha is not a localized svara.
Wait, so what place is the Marsha? I'm really asking the Marsha. Marsha, where do you get off to make up some new svara of look at who does make up because he's not chai for shem shalom? What are you talking about? There's no suffering here. But Yehuda holds that there's a shina bakum problem. So you have to make a bracha. Not a suffering. He didn't say he's suffering. He's made a bracha. He holds. He doesn't hold these svaras. Come in. Parsha, you go to the sugya, right? If Yehuda, shana Yehuda is. That there's a real shenei makom. That's shat with you. You're not passing me a suffix.
Who cares about suffix? Parapetir adif, not as far as the suffix. I can't. I think Rashi and Beis says the whole parapetir adif is that everyone can be machmer and say don't do something. To be to after so that you don't have to know anything. Be matter so they actually know something. They're confident what you're saying. So if you look there, there would be who there's one confidence in the tzak. Be makel and say you're something rough stock, although you're showing you're not confident with what you're saying.
I mean, the Chayav
Bracha shows confidence.
Yehuda,
you see, is more confident. That's what
Marshal's saying. Marshal, I would say, when he is right, Marshal, Rabbanan and Yehuda are both very confident. Rabbanan is very confident that there is no Shinei Mokum for Alan, and Yehuda is very confident there is a Shinei Mokum.
But I don't see that, because if you hold something up to the Hakam, you don't make a Bracha. So then I don't see some
sack.
I don't know that. I don't see that from the
sack.
I don't see that from the
sack.
Maybe
the Rabbanan
is clear. I don't see from the sack. Don't make a Bracha. I don't see clear that the confidence. Because anyone who wants to be master can also say, don't make a Bracha from the
sack. The sack doesn't have to come in Koch Vadai, Picker's argument. They come in Koch Suffolk. I'm just being machmer.
But what is the reason for the tzak? You don't see
They're misopic.
It's the Gemara. When the Gemara is saying,
I
know,
I learned the sugi. You tell me, what's Tzak the Rabban? What is Tzak the Rabban?
That is the tzak could only, if you can only come to the tzak, mikayach avadah, and not mikayach asafik, then you're a kachatir adif. If you can come to the same conclusion, either asafik, then we don't see that we don't see the confidence in your
psalm. The Gemara has to pick. The Gemara has to pick either to say a bigger to say the bigger kiddush in the Rabbanan or the bigger kiddush in Rabbi Yehuda. So it picks one way.
Right.
So why does
always,
it pick that way? Because that way is the bigger kiddush.
Right.
Right.
Rashi Bam has a very good point. If we normally say the tear others, I'm not sure what that means exactly. I don't know. So the Rabbanan pushes shout out the koach of heter. They're saying don't make a bracha. So. Granted, we know the reasons behind each psalm. The Rabbanan is saying because there's no shinim about the bracha. We know there is, but there is. The Rabbanan calls that call up to the table. Might say you're not making a bracha. So I don't see how the Marshal really addressing. He's showing you how some convoluted way that Rabbi Yehuda is the call up to the table. It has nothing to do with the Emes. It has nothing to do with the Shita. Lulav Shita has nothing to do with the fact that, oh, maybe
what would be, what would be a lulav shita of Yehuda with the suffix? Let's just say Yehuda was the suffix. He wasn't sure if it's a. So now you would ask me, Yehuda, you're a suffix. Should I make a bracha or not? What would he say?
But he would say, don't make a bracha.
What do you mean? Because I'm not allowed to eat without it. That's exactly what the Rashbam is going. That's what the Gemara said. If anybody could be not necessarily. I don't know for sure. Only if he's coming.
The Rashbam uses the lashon of being machmer. Maisa is machlokas. Is a suffix dina? No. Is there a suffix dina?
I don't understand. We're bringing a right against the Yochel.
Why don't you say, nah, I'm not doing
the Yochan. Don't let Suffolk brachas
here. Yochan,
don't worry.
I'm talking about Shina.
What are you talking about? The Suffolk
is because of
Shina
Makkah.
What?
The Suffolk and
Halacha.
Sure, it's a
Suffolk.
It's a Suffolk Dina.
For us, not for
us.
Yeah.
And the Gemara.
Maybe. That's what the Kayak said here. That's what we always say. Kayak the Hetera.
That's how you learn the Suffolk that you use. That's Suffolk about you.
No, but that, I would have said it. If the Gemara has two ways to go, which way should the Gemara teach me the Kayak? Which way to tell it? Which Yahoo's to teach me? So it's always better to teach me in a way that I'll know for sure the Kayak the Hetera of. Because then I know the real strength that the person's coming on. Right?
Yeah.
Suffolk Rabban, you're going to carry in North Navigation Shabbos. Yeah? So you say no, I say yeah. Now, we're going to say, I'm going to tell you, even on Yom Tov, you're not allowed to. Right? So who's the more bigger chiddush than this?
I'm going to say you're allowed to.
Okay, but maybe I hold it. It's really usher, and I'm only chayshish l'chumra. Like,